Welcome to another episode of Around Town. So excited today. We're going to talk to the leadership of Columbia Food and Wine, which is happening now, folks. Last night was a big event downtown and across the Midlands celebrating, but you don't need to hear it from me. We're going to start off with Chase, one of our hosts and founders, which, you know, he reminded me today that it's 7 years old, and I thought it was older than that. I thought we were going to be celebrating close to the 10-year mark because I feel like it's become a big staple of our community. And remember, I think it started in Maxie Gregg Park, if I was correct, if my memory still works that far back.
It started off back in Five Points back in 2018, or it was intended to actually, but 2 days before the festivals has happened, the weather was calling for a tornado warning. And so two days before the very first event, we actually had to move it to the Columbia Convention Center and do it all indoors, which was completely rebuilding the entire event and relaying it all out. It was very funny, but it actually ended up being a really great event. And that's kind of actually where it started. It was actually at the convention center in downtown Columbia in the Vista. That was the first year. Yeah. And then it did move to Five Points.
Yeah. Tents and wind don't seem to go together. We've seen a few of those disasters. Chase, talk a little bit about, you know, talk about y'all as a host company, how it became part of our community and why it was born. I mean, you know, it feels like we were late to the table for some reason, if you think about it, when you look at the history of other communities. But then somebody reminded me the other day that Euphoria in Greenville was really not that old either. So it's really Charleston Food and Wine that kind of set the pace. And, you know, that was a brainchild out of Johnson & Wales that's no longer there, but very interesting. But tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got here and more about the host company.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very fortunate that I was part of the team that did start it back in 2018. It started off as a collaboration between the Free Times and the Five Points Association. Amy Beth Franks and I kind of had this idea that Columbia really needed a high-end food festival. To your point, Charleston had Charleston Wine and Food, Greenville had Euphoria, and, you know, we felt like the Columbia food and beverage scene had come so far, but we didn't have an event that really showcased it fully, comprehensively. And so, you know, it was a little unorthodox that a business district and a newspaper would put on a city's food and wine festival. But, you know, Five Points had the venue, they had Salute Avenue, and to your point, the Five Points district. And, you know, we felt like at the Free Times that, you know, we tell the stories of Columbia's chefs and restaurants every day from a journalism standpoint. And we were moving into the event space. So we said, you know, we will put in the time and energy to get this started. It is a lot of work. I mean, sometimes why these things take a while is because it is a major commitment and a multi-year commitment. But we knew we needed it. And I'm so glad we did it. It's come so far and grown so much. But ultimately, Columbia's food and hospitality scene rivals that of our neighbors. It did then and it does now. And so I think this festival is an important way to ensure people understand that and appreciate that and appreciate these chefs, both locals and visitors and tourists. And so we really try to speak to both of those groups through the festival.
You know, we talk about visitors a lot here, and I think people are shocked at how many visitors we get on an annual basis. But to me, this is one of those, what's great about having an event like this, it gives people a reason to spend the night. And that's our goal, is to increase those overnight guests. You know, I think we're at about 5.5 million or something like that out of the 16 million visitors we get. We're just a little shy of 16 million, but trying to get them to spend the night. So more events like this over multi-day periods really encourage people to stay and explore our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And we watch that very closely. We watch where the attendees to the festival come from. I mean, you know, the first year, as you can imagine, it was a one-day event. 99% of the attendees were local to the Midlands. We're pacing now where we're looking at, you know, we will soon be where one out of every four visitors, attendees at the Food and Wine Festival, will be coming from outside the Midlands, which is huge for us. I mean, and a lot of that's in-state, but still, you know, coming in for 2 or 3 days, and we're seeing out-of-state visitors grow as well. So for us, we've been very fortunate to have great hotel partners, Experience Columbia, who I know Charlene's joining me today. Experience Columbia, obviously, you know, we partnered with them very early on to really bring visitors in for this festival and also bring in writers and media who can cover our great restaurants and chefs so that people in those markets can learn about them. And if not come to the festival, come to visit Columbia on their own time and their own days and be able to experience those restaurants then.
Well, you know, we've been on this kick over the last couple of years, really pushing telling our story, because one of the things that we've done in Columbia is just kept everything to ourselves for so long. And now, you know, when you start talking about writers coming in and people experiencing, people are like, I just didn't know Columbia had all this. I mean, I hear it at Soda City every weekend. It's just, but I've met so many people there that aren't from here and don't even have, they don't have a kid here or a connection. They just have heard about it and they've made it a stop in their journey. And I think that's a great thing. That means that all the investment and all the years that we've built up, you know, through marketing is starting to work, because it doesn't happen overnight. People think, oh, well, we throw a bunch of money together at Mark. No, you have to build up the reputation. We also have to, you know, I think today people are more interested in the backstory as well. They want to know who the chef is. They want to know the story of the restaurant.
Absolutely. Mayor, actually, you could do my job. I mean, that awareness piece is so important in terms of really letting people know who we are and what we have to offer and why we are a top, you know, destination to travel to in the South. And events like Food and Wine is a driver for tourism. And it's something that we can latch on to at Experience Columbia. I'm director of communications there, so I focus on public relations, media relations, heightening people's awareness of Columbia and everything we have to do, things to do and places to go and food to eat and who our people are. Chefs are and what our districts are about, and really spreading that word. So events like Food and Wine, you know, we can take that and shine a light on our culinary scene, shine a light on our chefs, let people know what we have to offer, the diversity in the food that we have here as well. So it's just been great for us to be able to talk about it. And when we started years ago, we would, you know, tell people. Now we have people going, don't you have the Food and Wine Festival coming up? Can I come? So that's,
of course you can. Just break that checkbook out. We'll take it.
But that's really what we want in terms of awareness and media and journalists and travel writers, you know, in terms of, you know, having to pitch. But then to have that tide start to turn and have them say, we heard about Columbia, we want to come there. You know, you have James Beard Award winners there. You have this wonderful food scene. So, you know, just to have people who now contact me to want to come where I used to do most of the contacting. So that's been
you know, having James Beard nominees is a huge thing for us. And the diversity of those awards, I think, means so much to our community. And, you know, it gives us the credibility that we knew we had, that we just didn't get validated by, unfortunately, a third party. But, you know, when you see James Beard, I mean, people follow that. It's amazing how people travel. So one of the things I have not done yet, it's on my bucket list, which is to have dinner at the James Beard house. I'm going to do it one day.
I had the opportunity to go to the awards last year because we had the nominees that were there from City Grit and of course from Lula Drake. And it was, I didn't think it was as big as it was. It was like, you know, the Oscars of the food industry, and the fact that Columbia, South Carolina was being represented there was so huge for us. But to speak to your earlier point about telling our story, we were actually in New York last year at an event promoting Columbia, talking to journalists when we found out we had James Beard Award winners. So we were like, great, wonderful talking point. Let's talk about it. And so as media were coming up to us, we were like, we just got James Beard Award winners. And their response to us was, why? And I came back to Columbia and said, we're not talking about our culinary scene enough, because when we say we have James Beard Award winners, which we very well should, people were asking us why. So we really started to change that messaging and really start to go after, you know, talking about culinary, talking about food and wine, talking about our chefs, talking about the stories, the diversity and all that, all those things. So people can say, oh, of course you have James Beard Award winners.
Well, we have such a wide range of food, and there's some really cool secret spots, dives, as some people would call them, that people don't know about, that really are a reflection of our community. And then you got historic places like Drake's Duck Inn, you know, and you tie that in, and you know, people, it appeals to people. Food, you know, grandmother used to say all the time, you know, always have a hard conversation around a meal. Food makes people feel good, you know, and it's true. You know, I'm hoping one day that, you know, we can merge our music scene and our food scene together and really have some fun. But let's talk about, we got all types of events. Give us a recap of last night, and then let's talk about what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah. So the festival began Wednesday night this week. And we have a kickoff dinner every year. This is the first year we've done multiple events the first night. So we started off with a bang. And so we had our kickoff dinner at Private Property in Lexington. And that dinner moves around every year. It started off at Saluda's in Five Points, and it's been at Ratio in the Northeast. And you know, people have asked you, why did you have your kickoff dinner for the Columbia Food and Wine Festival in Lexington? And there's a dinner tonight in Lexington. And for me, it's about the Columbia region, right? Columbia is the star. It's the Lexington and Richland counties, right? And Columbia is the star, but really the talent goes across what we call the region. And so that was the Private Property dinner was fantastic. I actually was there for that one. We had a tastings event, Iconic Dishes of Main Street. So we took the Arcade Mall, which is a beautiful space, as you know, and had over 10 restaurants, some cocktail mixologists, that all for representing the Main Street district, letting people try the best things they had to offer, which was great. And then Hampton Street Vineyard in downtown did a fantastic wine dinner, had a sommelier come in and talk through the wines that were being served. And again, our festival is a little more food forward than wine forward. That makes us a little bit different than some of the other food and wine festivals around. But that, I think those three events just kind of show you the diversity of what we're doing and the programming and just how many chefs and individuals in the culinary community we are trying to highlight, you know, through the festival. It's really important.
So, how many people will, I mean, be highlighted through the whole program?
Yeah, we have well over 100 vendors that are participants. Wow. Yeah, partners that will participate in this. And that doesn't include sponsors. That is just talent, food and beverage providers. We'll have over 100 by the end of the festival.
Can you name them all? Just kidding.
The kickoff dinner. I mean, think about the kickoff dinner. It was Private Property, which is a staple in Lexington.
Which, you know, if Columbia residents who are listening, if you haven't been out there, it's worth the drive. Yeah. It is. He really does a great job. And when you say Private Property, it's really a house and there's no description. You got to find it. Well worth it. Take the trip.
Agreed. So Private Property. And then at that dinner was the chef, Mike Ellis, who's the mastermind behind Smoked and the Grand on Main and several places on Main Street. And then we had the chef from Roy's Grill, right? I mean, you could not have a more diverse selection of chefs to partner and collaborate on one dinner. So it just kind of gives you an idea of the vast variety of chefs and restaurants we have represented.
So I'm curious, you know, do y'all post the menus of those events afterwards? Because I'd be one of those people who'd be looking for it, you know. I'm a menu geek, so
we really should. That's actually something we've not done. I don't think we tease the menu. We definitely tease the events. Yes. You see visuals of the food from our social media coverage, but we actually don't share the menu until we actually have the guest list finalized and people bought their tickets. And we actually don't publish it. We probably should. That's a good idea. I think that would have people really have their mouths watering.
I like that. Well, I think it'd be a teaser for folks either A, to, you know, I'm putting it on my calendar. I'm not going to miss one of these dinners again. So, all right. So we had the kickoff. Tell us about what's next on the horizon here.
Three more events tonight, which is Thursday. Steel Hands and Los Chitinos are doing a collaborative dinner at Steel Hands Brewing and Casey. And then Chef Javier from Ratio and Chef Navit from Bodhi Thai and Lexington will collaborate on a dinner tonight there. And then we will have the food truck event, I believe, tonight. There's so many, I can't even keep up with them all.
Food truck is tomorrow.
So yes, I'm sorry, the bigger event tonight. Oh, the Asian night market. That's what it is. I'm having those two backwards. There's so many, I can't keep up with them all.
So many ones.
The Asian night market, the Dragon Room in the Vista. So it'll be kind of this like evening Asian dining fusion market experience, which will be kind of cool. That's the third one tonight. So,
Asian street food?
Yeah. Tastings. Yeah. And I think Dragon Room is going to be a great venue for that. Chef Christian and his team are going to do a great job. And there's folks collaborating on that one as well. But that will be there in the Vista, the Dragon Room, which is a fairly new place.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, Chef Christian's been a part of Columbia for a while, a long time. But if you've not been to the Dragon Room, it's one of his newest ventures. You need to definitely try it.
I've been there a couple of times. I enjoy it. It's a good little spot, and it's different, you know, and that's what I like. It adds some diversity down there. And, you know, today it's fun to have more choices, you know, and we've got so many great choices. So we got three big events, and then Friday, talk about Friday.
Yeah. Friday is the food truck rodeo we talked a little about. And then Friday night, we have, yes, so Friday night, we have the gourmet shop and the Hendrix pairing. So they call it a gourmet soiree. And so
gourmet soiree?
Yes. Actually, that's actually one of the ones I'm most looking forward to. So this team at Hendrix will partner with the team at Gourmet Shop.
Frank does such a great job.
Frank, Amy Beth, their teams are going to be fantastic. And they're going to do kind of a French, like it's a French culture inspired kind of tastings cocktail party. It'll be champagne forward cocktails. It'll be oysters and some good kind of French food. But they're going to bring in Southern culture into that. So that's really exciting for Friday. We have like an outdoor picnic event, Petals and Picnic. And then Saturday, Chef Christian and a couple of chefs, both local chefs and chefs from other states actually have come in and are doing a butcher bourbon, you know, meats event called Bovinoche. And that will be at the City Roots Farm, I believe, Charlene, right? Yeah. City Roots Farm. She actually knows more about them than I do. But that's going to be a really big one on Saturday. So that's the one event on Saturday. So we've got four or five more lined up before the grand tasting on Sunday. And of course, the grand tasting, for those who have not been, is the grand finale. It is across the Robert Mills and Hinton Preston properties in downtown, the historic Columbia properties. 2,000 attendees, almost 100 vendors out there, all the food and drink you can have. You know, it's one of the best days in Columbia, in my opinion. That's kind of the grand finale for the festival.
So let's tease the audience a little bit about what's going to be served on Sunday.
Oh my gosh. Every kind of restaurant you can think of. I mean, we'll have everything from sushi to, you know, Italian bites, pasta bites, on the beverage side, you know, hundreds of wines. Most local breweries, if not all local breweries, you typically are there to participate. So, you know, it's Food and Wine Festival in the name, but, you know, you're also able to join a lot of great craft beer if that's your thing. And I think that, you know, one of the marks Columbia is making is its craft brewery scene, you know, craft beer scene. And so it's very important to us that those individuals participate. And of course, we'll have spirits and cocktails as well. But again, you know, for us, we want all parts of our culinary scene highlighted. But again, you know, what makes us a little bit different than some food and wine festivals is that we're more food forward. There are significantly more food vendors, and the ratio of food to beverage is higher on the food side for us than you typically would see. So you definitely won't leave hungry. You would definitely leave full, and just try to make as much room as you can, because again, you know, 60 plus restaurants out there handing out samples, all you can eat. So it makes for quite a day.
It's the experience. It's not just, you know, sure, you're getting wonderful food, you're getting great wine, but me and the girls have already talked about what we're wearing. You know, what's your dress look like? You know, who are you bringing with you? What time are you getting? It's a whole event. It's an experience. So, you know, that's what really helps us as well in terms of getting people excited about it, getting people to come to the event, you know, promoting it and talking about it. And then, you know, the social media and the things that we're able to do, you know, it's truly an experience. So
it's such a great way to get people who are creatures of habit to branch out as well.
Yeah.
You know, really a way to showcase where people can try stuff and realize, well, you know, we really ought to go there. Cause you know, I mean, we all do it. You know, you go to the same place, get the same dish, and we just got so many great venues here.
Yeah.
I'm curious from a promotion standpoint, you know, when you're describing this and you're reaching out to these media outlets, I mean, talk a little bit about how you're selling it to get their interest, because, you know, we want a clip, we want some impressions from it, you know, and a write-up that validates what's happening here in Columbia. Talk a little bit about how y'all take that part and enhance what's being done here by, you know, the hard part's getting all the restaurants, getting logistics, but that piece really benefits everybody. Talk a little bit about how y'all go about that.
Absolutely. So first, you know, it's really important for us to be able to talk about, you know, how our culinary talent, you know, the type of talent we have, the type of food we have here. Like I said, the diversity in food that we have here as well. So, you know, at Experience Columbia, we are certainly, you know, pulling those things together. We are pitching, you know, not just the caliber of the food, but the personalities behind the food, the diversity in the restaurants that we have here. One thing that's trending, I think people are looking for the next thing, are looking for something different, looking for something new, wanting to come into destinations that they may, you know, don't know as much about or haven't been there before. And so things like this allow us to say, you know, especially with the recognition that we're getting as of late, you know, I definitely say, you know, even though we have always had a moment, Columbia is definitely having a culinary moment right now. So, you know, we're able to say, you know, I know you may be familiar with the Charleston event or maybe even the Greenville event, or you go to, you know, festivals all around, but, you know, this is something different that maybe you haven't experienced. You know, our credibility and the caliber of the food that we have is being validated in the awards that we are being nominated for. I was at a conference earlier this year, and the question was asked of a chef that was on stage, you know, what should we be looking out in South Carolina, you know, in terms of the culinary scene? And he's, without me even, I had nothing to do with it, but he said, you need to be paying attention to what's happening in Columbia, South Carolina. And so that's what we, you know, really want to hear. And that's what we want to promote. We want to talk about, you know, we already have it. You know, it's not something that we don't possess. We have great restaurants. We have great chefs. We have wonderful districts who really are devoted to making sure that, you know, the Vista is thriving. Main Street is thriving. What's going on Bull Street? What's going on North Main with even vegan restaurants and all these different things that are going on? And like you said, when I get a travel writer here, when I get an influencer here, when I get people here who haven't been here and they see the things that we have, the food scene and beyond, they're like, wow. So that's kind of how we approach it. You know, not that we don't deserve it or that we haven't already had it. It's been here, but you know, maybe you don't know about it. Come experience it.
That's what I love about this festival though. I mean, Charlene's talking about visitors who have never been to Columbia, and Mayor, you're talking about individuals who lived here 15 years that go to the same five restaurants like we all do. Right. And this festival introduces both of those individuals to our chefs and our restaurants and hot culinary scene equally. And, you know, to your point, the visitors are valuable but locals are too. I mean, we want to connect these local residents to these restaurants so that, you know, go try their sampling that they're going to have at the festival. You're going to get to meet the chef or maybe one of the managers and shake their hand and get to know them and see what they offer. And it's going to make you more likely to go try those restaurants. We hear that story all the time about one of my favorite restaurants now is somewhere I'd never been until I met them at the Food and Wine Festival. So that's just it's a great way.
So what is that restaurant?
Well, the one I heard was Koa in Vista. You know, obviously I love Koa and a lot of others. That was one I had heard specifically. Hear a lot of good things about Lula Drake too out there, and Ratio, but there's so many. I mean, there's just everyone, the restaurants do a great job of putting their best foot forward and giving folks samples and things to taste that it may not be on the normal menu, but represent their menu very well. And that's really important. So
I think it's great. I mean, I think you're absolutely right in connecting people. You know, it's amazing to me. I mean, I met so many people here that hadn't even ever been on the river. They've lived here 20 years. I'm like, have you not been on the river? I went rafting with a 71-year-old lady one time. She joined a thing. We were doing a rafting trip and she came and she had never been on the river, but, you know, had a great time and met a bunch of new people and had fun. You know, it continues to just grow, but you're right. Food is always the link, but you know, so many people think we're just fried chicken and pimento cheese and boiled peanuts. And the reality is we're not. Now, let's face it. We like to incorporate those things into a lot of, but it really is more than biscuits and gravy here. There's so much diversity and grasping that and selling that and having people experience that. But it's also what I love is that it's Midlands driven. Because I'm one of those people, I like to go try different restaurants all over. You know, I mean, before they built Koa, we used to go to Salutes mm-hmm. in Camden. And for me, part of it was the trip over. You know, you had fun. You had a group of people in the car. You were talking and you get over there. And it was, you didn't know anybody really in there. So it made it a whole different trip. But, you know, when you look across and at all the restaurants that pop up. And, you know, I mean, I've gotten so bad that I have like a list where I'm like, well, I only eat fajitas here, and I go here to get chicken, and I go here to get this. And I was speaking to a group of their realtors, commercial realtors, women in the real estate industry. And there's groups from Columbia and Charlotte, and I mean, not Charlotte, Charleston and Greenville here today. And, you know, they were asking me, where are your favorite place to eat? I'm like, well, it depends on what it is. You know, if I want soul food, I'm going to go to River Drive to the food gallery. And they're like, where on River Drive? I was like, it's right next to the liquor store. You can't miss it.
That's something we always try to do too, is think about what we're missing. You know, where haven't we been? You know, what other culinary or restaurants or chefs have we not tapped into, especially for visitors to come in? So those little spots like that are so important.
But I think, you know, festivals like this are so important to the vibrancy of a community. And, you know, and doing it, and I'm so glad y'all did it when you did it, because we needed it. You know, I mean, I remember when I was first here, we had festivals like, you know, you had Fall Fest, you had May Fest, you had all this. And that was the time that you got to try different things. But we never really had that culinary. And I do believe that, you know, I would put our chefs up against anybody.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you talk about the caliber of who they are, but I like the mixes y'all put together, too. You know, it's exciting for folks to hear that, you know, you put Javier and I don't know the chef at Bodhi.
Chef Navit. Yep. Bodhi Thai. Yep. He's great. He's fantastic.
But I haven't met him, but I can only imagine what they're coming up with. And, you know, you got to post these menus afterward.
That's a great idea. I mean,
lick my chops about what I missed and what's going on. Sunday. If somebody wanted a last minute ticket, can they get it?
Unfortunately, no. They're sold out. Yeah. I think the last general admissions ticket sold about 2 days ago. So it is unfortunately sold out. So we do put the tickets on sale pretty much at the beginning of the year. People always try to push it out very heavily, let people know so they can kind of prepare, because some of these events like Gervais Street Bridge Dinner, even, you know, these tickets do go fast. And so, yeah, unfortunately, I think people are out of luck this year, but that's okay. There's always next year. And again, you know,
mark it on your calendar.
Yes. And again, go try these restaurants any day of the week. I mean, yeah. you miss it, maybe miss this festival, but go try with some, enjoy some of these restaurants and what they have to offer.
And follow along. You can, I know, follow the social media. You know, we'll have people out there talking about it, posting about it. You can be there.
You're going to have serious FOMO, but you can follow us on social.
Yeah, you can follow on social and live out the experience through them. And like Mayor Rickman said, you know, mark your calendars for next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you brought something up, and I have to ask, have y'all ever thought about doing the festival on the Gervais Street Bridge one spring?
Oh my gosh. We talked a lot about where to go with that. So that the grand tasting, the big one. We talked about where to go with that for a long time. Of course, it started in Five Points, to your point, which was great. And you know, we found a home during COVID, actually, at the historic Columbia Properties.
Which is a great place for that type of event.
We couldn't ask for better. You know, we really want this festival, because to your point, it's not just planning a fun day for people. It's part of telling Columbia's story, quite frankly. And, you know, for me, we want the experience of these events, and mainly that grand tasting for sure, to feel like what Columbia feels like. Relaxed, approachable, you know, exciting, friendly. And, you know, so I think that property does a really good job of creating that environment in an outdoor space. But, you know, we are very serious about having our events cover all parts of Columbia, you know, and so maybe we'll get out there and close down the Gervais Street Bridge eventually. It looks like a lot of work, but maybe we'll do it eventually.
Are y'all taking suggestions?
Yes, we're always taking suggestions, because, you know, other than the Grand Tasting, we never do the same event twice. Every event concept is different except for the Grand Tasting. So you got an idea for us?
Well, I mean, the Grand Tasting is Sunday, so you build up to that.
Yep.
What about doing a brunch event on Saturday?
I think that's a great idea. You know, the last time we really did a brunch event, we did a brunch event at Bull Street. We did on the rooftop of the first base building, we did a brunch, and I got a terrible sunburn. I'll never forget that. Terrible sunburn. But we actually haven't done a really big brunch event as of late. So we should add that to our list, like a big one though.
Yeah.
Like a such big a brunch collaborative
city.
Brunch.
Oh, we are. Yeah, we are a brunch city. People love to brunch. But Saturday, you know, just to have, because you only have the evening event on Saturday, you know, it's a great opening. You don't want to take away from Sunday, because Sunday is the signature event. But I like a good brunch event.
Oh yeah. Brunch.
I've been thinking about it more and more lately too, because other communities have been doing this. They call it, it's not holy brunch, but they do this event on Sundays. They bring different churches together and it's potluck, and it's a way to bring different people together to experience different things. And I'm like, it'd be a cool community event that you could sell out so people would want to go. I'm a big believer, you know, when you sell it out and you have limited seats, it makes it the experience valuable and people embrace it, you know?
To this day, our most popular blog on our website, we write blogs about things to do and where to go to brunch in Columbia SC. Yeah.
I believe it. And we always sit here, we always say, how are we going to come up with 10 new concepts for events next year? How are we going to come up with 10 ideas?
Just come to my office. I'm glad to put my opinion in. I promise you, I got a bunch of great ideas on when it comes to food. I plan my trips, my family laughs. When we go somewhere, I'm mapping out, figuring out where the place is to go. But no, I think the experiences are great. I think that, you know, I can't wait to talk to Jeff from the city to hear about his experience last night, especially when I'm jealous. I'm even more jealous now. And you're sitting there talking about the Italian wines and the sommelier being there. I can't imagine what they created at the Hampton.
They did a fantastic job. They always do. It's one of my favorite spots, actually, personally. It's just, we've got so much to be thankful for and excited about. The community support for this festival has just been unbelievable from a sponsor standpoint, from, you know, community partners, government groups. I mean, everyone's just been so supportive. Obviously the talent has been, you know, so they've just bought into it and they go above and beyond. You know, this is a lot of time and energy on their part. And you know, we try to cover some of their costs, but beyond that, I mean, it's something they do out of the goodness of their hearts, right? Trying to also shed light on this great scene that they're part of. And so it just continues to get more and more community support. And so I'm excited, you know, to your point, Mayor, I mean, we're not far away from the 10-year anniversary. So I get excited to think about what the 10th year of the Columbia Food and Wine Festival looks like, because we're only a couple of years
away. We need to figure out how we celebrate that and how we, you know, we talk a lot about too around here in the culinary is, you know, we've lost a lot of institutions too. And, you know, how cool would it be if we could celebrate some of those and incorporate those in an anniversary, you know, have the past, the present, and the future. Just an idea. I think it's awesome. So let's recap the events that are coming up, just so that if anybody missed them, you got three events tonight.
Yes. The collaborative dinner between Bodhi-Tan Ratio, the collaborative dinner at Steel Hands Brewing, Casey, the Asian Night Market, and then followed by the Food Truck Rodeo. And then one I didn't mention, a smaller one, is Mix, Mingle, and Glow, which is an event at Skin House in Five Points. And then again, the Gourmet Shop, Hendrix Collab, which is going to be fantastic, the Gourmet Soiree. The Picnic, Petals in a Picnic, Bovinosh, the Butcher and Bourbon event Saturday night, and then, of course, the Grand Tasting on Sunday. So Charlene and I are already tired, and we are just getting started.
So, hey, folks, you've heard incredible thing, Chase and Charlene sharing, you know, not only how they prepared for this, but they gave us the rundown of the events, gave us a little history, but they also talked about how important it is for us to be part of this. So here's my challenge to you as listeners. Next year, put it on your calendar. Don't be left out. And, you know, buy a ticket early, be part of the process, enjoy it. But if you don't get a chance to go this year, how about follow up and try the restaurants? You know, if you haven't been to Private Property, go to Private Property. If you haven't been to Hampton Vineyard lately, go by Hampton Vineyard. You know, go by Ratio. If you're in the Northeast, you know, it's okay to leave your 6-block comfort zone and get out there and enjoy it. We have, and some of these restaurateurs are opening more than one restaurant in our community. So remember that, support them. Christian, you know, has three in our backyard. You've got the Hendrix guys and who are partners in the gourmet shop. But then you've got, you know, all these other folks that are building it. The Koa family now with, you know, Masa, which if you haven't been by there, I think they got some of the best tacos in town. And so not to say that the choices of margaritas, that's the best part, I think, is trying the different margaritas. But look, if you're missing this year, we want you to make sure you get your tickets next year. Follow them on social media. check out. I think they're going to post some of these menus so you can be teased about what you missed, but also see about how cool our city is and the celebration of food and how important it is for us to not only support our local businesses, which we do a tremendous job. And it's one of my favorite selling parts about Columbia as we go around, and especially when we're trying to recruit restaurateurs from other cities to put a restaurant here, is that if you open it, they will come. They'll support you and they'll be part of it. And we just ask you to embrace who we are. We're Columbia. We're not Atlanta. We're not Greenville and Charleston. We don't want to be. We're the capital city of Columbia, South Carolina. And I hope to see you next year at Columbia's Food and Wine Festival.